never-ending radio show, recovery, recharge.
No, this is definitely not going to be easy to turn our will, to get rid of our will, because that's who we are, is Mr. or Mrs. Willful. So we start coming up with all kinds of arguments. Oh, wait a minute. I don't want to lose my independence. I want to be an individual. And we run into the second paradox right here in the third step. The first one being that in the first step that you win by surrendering. That's the first spiritual paradox. And the second one that comes along is in the third step, when it says, you really want to be independent? Well, the total solution to becoming independent is to become entirely dependent on a higher power. That is how you become independent. Sounds like Mickey Mouse words there. The way to independence is to become totally dependent. But when we become totally dependent on a higher power, we get free from our emotions. We get free from being jerked around by our emotions. Because none of us are independent right now. I mean, when you get up in the morning and you have an agenda for the day and lust says, no, let's not do that. Let's go do this. And we just are constantly being jerked around by forces other than our intellect that cause behavior that we later don't feel too good about. We were trying to be spiritual, moral. We were trying to become something, but we wanted to achieve it on our own. Our ego said, whether we recognized it or not, hey, anybody can become a better person with God. I can make it without God. See you, God. And that's what our egos were saying. It says, you can become something totally on your own, and if you do, you'll be better than people who rely on a higher power. You see, it was almost an incredible desire to rise above other mere human beings. And we failed. I mean, it's a great theory, and it sounds good, and it feeds the ego wonderfully, but look at it. It doesn't work, not just with alcoholics. It doesn't work anywhere. And we end up with just all kinds of frustrations. And here we find this thing saying, oh, well, see, you don't have to do that. You can be absolutely free and independent as an individual if you will become totally dependent on a higher power. Oh, and you're going to have to do that as alcoholics in order to stay sober. And the wonderful fringe benefit is we get everything else beyond sobriety as a result of having to do this in order to stay sober.
It's the Never-Ending Radio Show!